因为我拿这本有时候不习惯，习惯这样要讲，好，不好意思哈。好啊，今天我们要啊，我们听了一天的道理。
And we have listened to a full day of sermons.
啊，相信在我们生命当中，我们有很多的思想。
And I believe that we have many thoughts.
这个就是在灵修。
And this is a part of spiritual cultivation.
我们听了这么多的道理。
After hearing many sermons.
然后我们要把它化成我们的养分。
And we must use it and digest it.
那我觉得我们在最后一节啊，这在灵恩会的最后一节呢，啊，用这个祷告会真的是非常的好。
And I believe that using a prayer session to conclude a day of spiritual convocation is very beneficial.
因为在这个祷告当中，我们可以将今天我们所听的道理，我们做一个思考。
Because we can ponder upon all the messages that we have received today.
啊，对。然后这个灵恩会的目的呢，它其中一个目的是要除了敬拜神以外，它要做我们生命的脚步的修正。
And other than
做一个脚，我们生活方向的修正。
A spiritual convocation allows us to direct our footsteps on the right path.
那在祷告中思考，圣灵会帮助我们。
And when we ponder upon the message, the Holy Spirit will guide us.
神会让圣灵让会让我们想起神所说的一切话。
The Holy Spirit allows us to remember what the words of God are.
那为什么神要让我们想起神所说的一切话？
Why do we need to remember the words of God?
就是在当我们在听道理的时候。
Because when we are listening to the sermons,
我们会翻圣经。
And we will flip to the Bible.
我们会听到很多的道理。
And we'll hear and take in many messages.
会听到很多的见证。
And we will take in testimonies.
比如说我们刚才那一节。
And for example, earlier.
我们听到马加加吗？马塔塔，对不起，那个风哦，马塔塔的见证。
And we heard a testimony in a small place called Matata.
或者是多米尼加的见证。
Or a testimony from Dominican Republic.
可是这些见证对我们的生命来讲，我们给我们什么样的醒思？
And so what type of message does it play in our lives?
哥林多前书第二章里面所记载的给我们什么样的醒思？
And what does the message in 1 Corinthians reveal to us in our lives?
一个属灵的人。
And to a spiritual person.
什么是属灵的人？
What is a spiritual person?
顺从圣灵引导的。
One that submits to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那就是属灵的人。
That is a spiritual person.
所以我们在祷告的时候。
So when we are praying.
我们用圣灵的帮助。
We use the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
来借着我们所听到的道理，然后成为我们生命的养分，我们的生命就要越来越好，越来越好，越来越好。
And we digest what we hear, and then we elevate our spiritual life.
这是一件非常好的事。
And this is something good.
好，那今天呢，我想跟大家啊，这一节来，我们还是要思考一下有关啊这个祷告的事情。
And this session, we'll like to study the topic of spiritual communion with God.
我们刚才那首诗歌就是与神灵交嘛。
And earlier the hymn is describes a fellowship with God.
啊，那我们为什么要跟神灵交？
And why do we need to communion with God?
啊，小弟想提出两个来跟大家互相勉励。
And two reasons why the two reasons why I like to share with everybody.
我们来思考我们为什么要祷告。
And we like to share why we need to pray.
第一个。
And first reason.
其实我们发现万事都互相效力。
And all things work for the good.
叫爱神的人得到益处。
All things work together for those who love God.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of this verse?
这个世界啊，每一件事情都在发生。
Every day there are many incidences and events in this world.
当然每一件事情发生的时候，因为每一个人看的面相不同，所以他描述的大概不太一样。
And these events are seen from different aspects, and people understand them from different views.
可每一个人感受也都不同。
And many have different opinions and feelings towards these incidences.
不过不管怎么样，
But no matter what happens,
当这些事发生的时候，
When these events occur,
可能每一个人感受不同，可是对每一个人教训都不同哦。
And we may receive different feelings from him, and the teachings are also different.
这个是神奇妙的地方。
And this is something that is very mysterious with God.
那虽然每一个人的感受不同
，although we all feel differently on certain events,
对每一个人的那个影响不同
，and it has different influences on each individual.
可是只有爱神的人可以得到益处。
But only those that love God will receive benefit from it.
那每一个事情的发生，其实都是来自于神的愿意或神的旨意。
And everything that occurs or event that happens is according to God.
我们来看启示录第四章。
Let us all turn to the book of Revelations.
我们看启示录第四章的第十一节。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章第十一节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 11.
这个是24位长老在神在在宝座面前敬拜天上的真神的时候所讲的话。
And these are the 24 elders the words that they have spoken before the throne of God.
好，我们来看十一节。
Let us look at verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造的万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。这个地方他们在颂赞天上的真神。
And here they are offering the praise to the God in heaven.
事实上，这个就是在祷告。
And in other words, they are in prayer.
其实我们的祷告不一定只有祈求。
And other than requesting things from God in our prayers.
其实祷告也可以感谢。
And in our prayers, we can offer up our thanksgiving.
越感谢得到的就越多。
The more thankful you are, the more you shall receive.
越会感谢的人，神就给的越多。
The more you're able to give thanks, then God will grant you with more.
哦，只是神给的不每一个人都不一样。
But the blessing that God bestows on each individual is different.
神依照每一个人生命当中的需求给。
And God gives according to the needs of each individual.
当然，神给我们的每一个东西都是跟得救相关。
But everything that God blesses us with has direct relationship with our salvation.
这个地方讲我们的主，我们的神。
Here it mentions, O Lord.
你是配得荣耀的。
You are worthy of our glory and praise.
你是配得尊贵的。
You're worthy of our honor.
你是配得权柄的。
You are worthy of power.
为什么？
And why?
因为你创造了万物。
Because for you have created all things.
为什么万物被创造？
Why are all things created?
都是因为神的旨意。
Because it is according to the will of God.
神要有就有。
And whatever God wants, it will come to pass.
所以神的旨意非常重要。
So it is the will of God is very crucial.
我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
The book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章的二十七节。
The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
八章二十七节。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们在座很多人都有圣灵。
And here many of us have received the Holy Spirit.
在我们祷告的时候。
And in our prayer.
圣灵说出我们听不懂的话来。
And the Holy Spirit will speak a tongue that is unknown to us.
那圣灵到底在讲什么呢？
So what exactly is the Holy Spirit talking?
他说哦，鉴察人心的就是天上的真神知道圣灵的意思。
And then he who searches the hearts knows, the God in heaven knows.
那圣灵到底在讲什么？
Knows what the Holy Spirit is referring to.
是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
It is interceding for the saints according to the will of God.
不是按照我们心里所想的。
It is not interceding for our own will.
主啊，求你给我一台跑车。
And Lord, please grant me a sports car.
神就要给我们跑车吗？
Will God grant us a sport car?
啊，塞翁失马焉知非福，这个故事大家听过吗？
And everybody, there's a Chinese story that we all know.
就是从前有一个富翁。
And there was a very once upon a time there was a very rich man.
他住在一个大草原上面。
He lives upon a great green pasture.
他养了很多的很多的马。
And he owned many, many horses.
可是有一天呢，他的一匹宝马不见了。
But one day, one of his favorite horses left him.
很多人就来告诉他啦。
And many people came to tell him.
哎呀，好可惜啊！那匹马好可惜啊！那匹马丢掉了，真的太可惜了。
How pitiful! How could you lose such a beautiful horse?
这个富翁笑一下。
And so this rich man chuckled.
可是过了不久啊。
But after a while,
这只宝马跑回来了。
And this beautiful horse,
而且不止
came back.
而且不止跑回来了。
Not only did he come back himself,
他还带了另外一匹宝马回来。
He brought another herd of beautiful horses back.
哇，大家就讲了。
And everybody said,
哎呀，你看。宝马就是宝马。
It says, a good horse will always be a good horse.
你看他带另外一只马回来，你看你真有福气呀。
And this horse has brought back even more good horses back to you.
这个富翁也是笑一笑。
And so this rich man laughed.
可是过了不久了。
But after a while,
当这个他的儿子啊，这个富翁的儿子啊，看到这只宝马，想要去骑这只宝马。
So the rich man's son.Saw these beautiful horses and wanted to ride them.
可是宝马不是那么容易驯服的。
But beautiful things are not easy to tame.
然后呢，他就骑上去。
And so he went on the horse.
就不小心就从马上摔下来。
And his son fell off the horse as soon as he got on.
大家就讲啦。
And everybody started saying,
哎呦，这匹马真的带衰啦。
And then how unlucky you are from this horse.
你看上次就跑掉了。
See, last time this horse ran away.
啊，这匹马不好啦。
And this horse is of no good use.
这个富翁也是笑笑。
And this rich man once again chuckled.
因为这个啊，这个富翁的儿子啊，从马上掉下来就变成瘸腿的了。
Because once his son fell off the horse, he became a lame person.
哇，大家觉得很可惜啊，怎么可以一个富翁的儿子变瘸腿的？哎呀，真是糟糕。
And people thought, how pitiful, you are a son of a rich man, and now you cannot even walk.
可是过了不多久，战争啊。
But then later, a great war broke out.
所有健康的男人都要到战场上。
All the healthy men had to go onto the battlefield.
那附近的年轻人一去，没有一个回来。
And the youths from the village that went on to fight never came back.
只剩下富翁的儿子，因为他没有办法去，他是瘸腿的。
And even except the rich man's son because he is lame.
用人的角度在看很多事情的时候
，And from the perspective of man when we view things,
我们有时候很难看到明天会发生什么事了。
It's very hard for us to know what is going to happen tomorrow.
那我们在求的时候
，But when we are praying,
人就是这样嘛，因为我就是看到现在，我就可以看到我看到的。那我根据我所看到，我跟神求是这样吗？
And humans can only see what is before our eyes, so we pray according to what we see.
那可是真的对我们是最好的吗
？But is this actually what the best for us?
就像刚才我们所说的这个故事一样啊。
And just like the story,
这个富翁有一匹宝马很好啊。
And there was a precious horse from this rich man.
可是他有一天这只宝马跑掉了，这样好不好呢
？Is it good that his horse ended up running away?
好像很好，对不对？好像不好，对，好像不好，对不对
？It seems like it is something that is not good.
可是后来宝马又带了另外一匹宝马回来，那你觉得好不好呢
？And then, but then the horse brought back even more horses. So is that a good turn out to be something good that happened?
当然好啊。
Of course, it is good.
可是后来富翁的孩子在宝马上摔下来变成瘸腿，你觉得好不好
？But the son that fell off this horse became lame. Is this something good?
当然不好了。
Of course, it is not.
没有人可以知道未来要发生什么事情。
Nobody knows what is going to happen.
可是神没有时间空间的限制。
But God is not bound by time and space.
你要知道说，我们在这个世界上。
We have to understand that when we are living this world.
神给我们的一切。
God has provided us with everything.
不管是物质。
Whether it is material.
不管是灵魂的。
Whether it is spiritual.
神只有一个目的。
God only has one purpose.
让更多他的儿女可以得救。
It is for more of his sons and daughters to be saved.
所以神给每个人都不同。
So God has given us something different.
都来自于神的旨意。
Everything is according to the will of God.
所以圣经怎么说呢
？So what does the Bible tell us?
神说多给你。
The more that is given to you,
你可以拿出来跟别人分享。
You can share with others.
神就再多给你。
Then the more God will bestow upon you.
跟别人分享。
And the more you share,
神就再多给你
and God will give you even more.
所以会越来越多，越来越多
And then God will bless you more and more.
可是有些人生命不是这样的哦
But this is not everybody.
所以有时候求不要乱求
So sometimes when you pray, don't ask amiss.
我们只要愿神的旨意成全，这个很重要
We just pray that His will be done.
讲一个见证给大家听
I'd like to share a testimony.
从前有一个弟兄跟一个传道一起出去访问。
Once upon a time, there was a brother, and he went on a visitation trip with a pastor.
这个是真的哦，这是真的见证哈。
And this is a true testimony.
然后这个传道呢，那个时候因为这个传道注目的教会刚好在盖会堂。
And the residing church that this pastor was living at was rebuilding the chapel.
啊，所以教会盖会堂都需要钱嘛。
And so when the church needs to rebuild a chapel, they need money.
所以传道就带着这个弟兄去。一个某一个有钱的弟兄家里啊
，and so this brother brought a pastor to a preacher to a rich member's house.
那传道到弟兄姐妹家，弟兄姐妹很高兴啊。
And so the members were really happy and joyful when they saw the preacher.
哎呀，传道你来了，很高兴啊！来来来来来来，到我家坐。
And they welcomed the preacher into their house.
结果呢，一坐下去以后啊，传道就讲啦。
And so once they sat down, the preacher said,
兄弟啊，感谢天上的真神啊！主耶稣很祝福你。
My brother, we thank God in heaven that you are very blessed.
啊，我今天来啊，除了来看你以外，我还有其他的目的。
And other than coming to visit you, I have another purpose of coming.
传道，你什么事你尽量说，没关系。
And so the brother replied, please speak.
啊，你知道吗？我最近这个注目是哪一间教会啦
？And so the preacher says, you know which church I am residing at.
啊，你知道这间教会在盖哈
？And we know that this church is going through a construction project.
你主耶稣赐福你那么多啊。
God has given you an abundant amount.
你应该是要奉献出来给主耶稣啊。
And so you should also offer some of what you have to the Lord Jesus.
传道都还没讲完呢。
And so the preacher hasn't even finished yet.
这个弟兄就讲话了，这个有钱的弟兄就讲话了。
And then this rich member, this wealthy brother said,
传道，我告诉你哦。
And preacher, let me tell you.
你们都认为赚钱很容易哦。
You guys think that earning money is very easy.
我告诉你。
And let me tell you.
没有。
你们
出去。
I don't have anything. Please.
我就把传道赶出去。
Please depart from me.
这个没有关系。跟传道去访问的这个弟兄也被赶出去。
And the brother that came to visit with this preacher was also driven out of the house.
那传道当然不会怎么样嘛。
And so the preacher didn't say anything.
我又不是为我自己来，我是为神来的。
I didn't come for myself, but I came for God.
传道是很平安啦，就走出去的。
And so the preacher was at peace, and he continued on his way.
可是跟传道出去的这个弟兄可不平安啊。
But the brother that came with the preacher, he was not at peace.
他就跟传道讲了。
And he told the preacher.
刚才那个弟兄怎么可以这样对传道？
How can the preacher just now treat you like this?
如果有一天，
If one day,
主耶稣让我跟他一样有钱，
If Lord Jesus allowed me to be as wealthy as him,
传道你尽量来找我。
And the preacher, you can come to me.
我一切都是从神来的，我就一切都给奉献给主耶稣。
All I have is from God, so everything I will give back to God.
传道跟他讲。
And the preacher said to him,
你要记得哦。
You have to remember your words.
当然，这个他们之间也没有钱嘛，那时候第二个弟兄也没有钱，所以传道之间嘛，传道跟弟兄大家聊聊天，也没有那么严肃。Oh, OK， 等等，你要记得哦，这样啊，就这样啊。
So the back then the brother was not very wealthy, so he was just they were just having a casual conversation.
就这个弟兄真的回家要祷告跟主耶稣说，哎。
And so this brother went home and he prayed to God in this manner.
传道，爸爸，主耶稣啊，今天我们去访问啊，那个弟兄很可恶啊。
And he told God.That brother that we just went to visit today, he is very cruel.
你让我有钱，
you allow me to be wealthy.
我为主耶稣做工，
I'll work for the Lord.
结果你知道，主耶稣真的给他钱了。
And so the Lord indeed made him wealthy.
他真的在很短时间内就非常富有啊。
In a short period of time, he became a very wealthy person.
结果呢，经过了一段时间。
So after a time has passed.
这个传道换到另外一间教会注目了。
And the preacher had been recited at a different church now.
又遇到这个教会要重建，
and then he encountered that this church that he was staying at also needs to go through construction.
他就想到了，
and then he remembered.
有一个弟兄曾经跟他讲，
there was a brother that once told him,
如果主耶稣给我，
if the Lord gives to me,
这一切都是神赐的，
and everything is given by God.
就是要让他这样让我能够为在圣工上能够尽一份力量。
It is for me to allow the holy work to prosper.
好。那我应该去找他。
And the preacher thought, I will go find this brother.
传道真的就去找他。
So the preacher went back to this brother.
哇，他看到传道来很高兴啊。
And so he was very happy when he saw this
preacher. 哎呀，传道啊，欢迎你来啊。
And he welcomed this preacher with joy.
啊，传道就讲了。
And the preacher said,
啊，欢迎我来啊。
You welcome me here.
告诉你，我今天来有一个原因。
And let me tell you, there was a reason, there's a purpose why I'm here.
传道很有信心哦，因为他以前这个弟兄说有说了嘛，所以他传道很有信心。
So the preacher had a lot of faith because of what the brother had previously told him.
教会在盖圣殿，在盖会堂。
And so the church is rebuilding the holy temple.
神是给你的。
So God has given to you.
事实上就是神的。
Then everything you have belongs to God.
那你按照神给你的分，给你的恩赐。
According to the gifts that God has given to you.
奉献给神。
And you offer it to God.
刚讲完。
So after he has finished.
传道就被赶出去了。
And so the preacher was kicked out of the house.
传道也没说什么。
And so the preacher didn't say anything.
也不是第一次嘛。
It's not the first time he experienced this.
事情就这样过了。
And it came to pass.
有一天安息日。
So another day, on Saturday.
传道坐的公车要去教会领会嘛，哈。
And so the preacher was on a public transportation going to church.
好，那在公车到公车站下车。
And so after he came off the bus stop.
啊，这公车站离教会也不是很远呐，哈。大概三四百公尺啊，不是很远。
And so from it's about 300-400 kilometers from
可是他,
meters.
Meters 啊，不是 feet.
我没有说 feet.
我说我知道，我不是在想，我没有说你错，不好意思，我没有说你错，我是刚好想到那个传道。OK， 没关系哈。那个，然后他在走的时候哈。
And so while he was walking,
哎，就看到有一个人在翻那个路边人家那个厨余，有没有吃不完的东西，倒着人家是要去养猪的那个厨余桶很大。
And so on his way, he saw a bucket full of slops.
啊，那个人哦，就在那边翻厨余桶的东西在吃啊。
And so there was a person going through this garbage.
啊，传到远远看。
And so the preacher looked from afar.
有一个人在那边翻厨余桶，那个桶在吃东西。
There was a person going through the garbage.
就这样一走走走走走，越走越近的时候，这个人我认识啊。
So he walked closer and he noticed that this is someone I recognize.
他怎么会在这里？
He was like, "Hey, why are you here?"
他不是很有钱吗？
Aren't you a very wealthy person?
就是本来跟耶稣求说，主啊，如果我很有钱的话，这个就是神给你给我的，我应该奉献给神的那一个弟兄。
So he was the brother that said that if God makes me wealthy, I'll give everything I have to God.
啊，传道讲说，哇，他怎么在这样子？哎呦，怎么在吃那个猪要吃的啊
？And so why? So this preacher wondered why is this brother going through the slops that was ready to give the pigs?
今天是安息日，教会有主哎。
And today is the Holy Sabbath day. There is food at church.
哦，传道就赶快跑去啊。
And so the preacher ran up to him.
弟兄，弟兄啊，你在这边干什么？
Brother, what are you doing here?
这个弟兄看到传道害怕。
And so the brother was terrified when he saw the.
哦，你认错了，你认错了，我不认识你。
You are recognizing the wrong person. I do not know you.
传道说，我怎么会不认？你怎么会不认识我
？And so the preacher said, How do you not know me?
我们认识多久了
？How long have we known each other?
我怎么会忘记
？How can I forget you?
今天安息日呢
？Today is the Sabbath day.
你在这边干什么
？What are you doing here?
走，我们去教会。
Let's go to church together.
不要在这边吃。
Let's not have lunch here.
我们去教会。教会有爱餐。
Let's go enjoy a love meal at church.
他拉着他来教会。
So he brought the brother to church.
他不敢。
The brother did not want to go to
church.
He was scared to go to church.
因为他自己心里知道。
Because he knew in his heart.
他一切都是从神来的。
Everything that he has was given by God.
当初他是怎么跟主耶稣求的。
And he knew what he prayed to God for.
那主耶稣怎么应允他。
And how God answered his prayer.
他怎样回应神的爱
？And how did he repay the love of God？
所以，什么事情都是从神来的。
So everything
什么一切都是从神来的。
So everything happens according to the will of God。
圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
The Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, intercedes for the people。
因为神知道什么对我们是最好的。
Because God knows what is the most beneficial to us。
所以我们为什么要跟神祷告
？So why do we need to pray to God？
他有一个前提。
There's a prerequisite.
就是说神爱我们。
For God loves us.
神是我们的天父。
And God is our Heavenly Father.
神没有时间空间的限制。
God is not bound by time or space.
所以他知道什么对我们最好。
So he knows what is best for us.
他不会害我们。
He will not harm us.
所以当我们跟神祷告的时候。
So when we kneel down and pray to God.
我们一定要跟主耶稣说。
We need to pray to God.
主啊，我是有这样的想法，但不是说人不可以有自己的想法，不是这个意思啊。
And you pray to God and tell God, this is my own personal opinion.
神给我们智慧啊。
And God gives us wisdom.
可是我们要跟谁说，主啊，愿你的旨意成全。
But we must tell God that may your will be done.
为什么？
And why?
因为神的旨意是最美好的。
Because God's will is the most beautiful.
还有另外一个原因。
And another reason.
为什么要祷告？
Why do we need to pray?
因为祷告让我们的灵魂得到苏醒。
And because our spirit will be comforted.
让我们的灵魂得到力量。
And our spirit will be strengthened.
我们来看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十七章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15.
五十七章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使灵谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。这个地方讲到至高至上、永远长存的圣者，就是神这样说。
And here mentions the high and lofty one referring to God.
他说我住在至高至圣的所在。
He says who he inhabits.In eternity,
神好像很远很远，住在我们看不到的地方。
He dwells in a high place, in a holy place, and seems very far, and we cannot see him.
在以色列人的概念是神住在第三层天。
And so, according to the Israelites, God lives in the third heaven.
好远哦。
And it is very far.
可是神说
，But God says,
我住在至高至圣的所在。
The Lord says, I dwell in a high and holy place.
可是我也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
But I am also with those who have a contrite and a humble spirit.
神跟我们同居。
And so God dwells with us.
所以当我们在哪里
，So wherever we are,
神就在哪里。
There God is also.
这也是为什么神要赐给我们圣灵的原因。
And this is the reason why God is giving us the Holy Spirit.
所以在场如果我们有弟兄姐妹还没有得到圣灵的
，So brothers and sisters, if you have not received the Holy Spirit yet,
一定要求。
We must pray for it.
小弟真的是在得圣灵之后才知道说，原来圣灵这么美好。
And it was only until after I received the Holy Spirit that I realized how wonderful it is.
我的同侪都得到圣灵了。
And all my,
我跟我同年纪的,
all those that are around my same age have received the Holy Spirit. And some people have received the Holy Spirit twice.
有一次我国中二年级的时候还没有得到圣灵嘛。
And when I was in a junior high, I have not received the Holy Spirit yet.
啊我就很难过嘛。
And I was feeling very down.
就我就跟一个教会的弟兄聊天啊。
And so I began to speak with a brother.
我就说, 我求好久了，主耶稣都不给我圣灵，我从小就求了。
And I told him that the Lord Jesus has not given me the Holy Spirit, even though I've prayed for it my whole life.
结果这个弟兄怎么说呢？
So what did this brother say to me?
唉，我也没有圣灵。
And he said, I also do not have the Holy Spirit.
我已经得了两次圣灵了。
I have already received the Holy Spirit twice.
我还以为我听错了。
And so I thought I heard him wrong.
你说什么？
I said, what did you say?
你说你得了几次圣灵？
And how many times have you received the Holy Spirit?
我得了两次圣灵了。
He said, I've received the Holy Spirit twice.
我很想要打下去。 但我跟他很好了。 可是我不知道他得到两次圣灵了。 我真的说, 哦, 你主耶稣怎么对你那么好?
So I said,
我说主耶稣为什么对他那么好?
I said, wow, Lord Jesus was so good to you.
他得过两次圣灵耶。
He received the Holy Spirit twice.
可是我想不对啊。
And I thought, wait, something's wrong.
得过两次圣灵，意思是什么？ 他现在没有圣灵吗？
If you receive the Holy Spirit twice, that means you do not have the Holy Spirit right now.
我说你有圣灵吗？
So I asked him, do you have the Holy Spirit?
他说我不是一开始讲， 唉， 我跟你一样吗？
Did I not say I'm in the same boat as you?
你怎么会浪费圣灵？你为什么没有圣灵？ 你讲给我听。
So I told him, how can you waste the Holy Spirit like that? You tell me why you don't have the Holy Spirit.
我很小的时候得了圣灵。
And he said, when I was very young, I received the Holy Spirit.
结果我回家了。
So when I went home,
我就说谎。
I lied.
然后说谎的隔一天就没有圣灵了。
And after I lied, the next day, the Holy Spirit departed from me.
不过我认真祈求哦。
But then I started to pray very earnestly.
主耶稣给我圣灵。
And Lord Jesus gave me the Holy Spirit again.
那主耶稣为什么要给你圣灵？
And so I asked him, why did Lord Jesus Christ give me the Holy Spirit again?
我隔天去学校骂了我同学。
And I told him that I went back to and got an argument with my friends.
然后我就没有圣灵了。
And then the next day, I lost my Holy Spirit again.
所以我现在跟你一样， 你也不要羡慕我。
And so I'm the same as you. You don't have to envy me.
我说那我们一起努力啦。
And I told him, okay, let us pray hard together.
结果我们在升国中三年级的时候得到圣灵。
And when I was in junior high, when I was going to the next grade, I received the Holy Spirit.
哇， 得到圣灵很棒。
And it feels very great to receive the Holy Spirit.
哇， 我好喜乐哦。
And I was very joyful.
可是人常常会这样哦， 我得到圣灵那久， 我就忘了这个感觉。
And so it is very, this is what happens with man. Once we receive the Holy Spirit for a long time.
一直到小弟又当上， 不是当上， 是成了传道以后。
And only when I have become a preacher.
也有去牧道者的家。
I went to a true seeker's house.
牧道者他不会祷告嘛。
And the true seeker did not know how to pray it.
我一般都会把， 譬如说我们去四个人， 我就会分成两， 两个两个一组。
And so if there's four people, I would split them into pairs.
两个人用灵言祷告。
Two people will pray in the spirit.
那两个人呢， 用哈利路亚赞美结束， 就是因为陪慕道朋友一起用哈利路亚赞美结束祷告。
And then the other two will pray using words.
一般这样呢， 又可以让弟兄， 那个慕道者可以学习， 因为他可能慕道者有时候是他刚开始学习， 他会忘记， 所以我就有人陪着他， 哈利路亚赞美结束， 哈利路亚赞美结束这样子。
And so we had it in this way so the truth seeker can learn how to pray.
然后呢，两个人为什么要灵言祷告？
So why were the other two praying in tongues?
因为灵言祷告真的很有力量。
Because praying in spirit there is indeed power.
这个是在知识上的，对不对？
It is according to our knowledge.
哎，结果一阵子以后，我们就是这样讲，那也这样做，那一阵子以后。
And so after a period of time.
因为一般都是传道灵言祷告嘛。
And so most of the time is the preacher praying in spirit.
因为传道按手。
Because the preacher has to lay hands.
有一天啊， 有一个姐妹就跟我抗议了。
And so one day a sister complained to me.
传道你不公平啊。
And the preacher, it is not fair for you.
为什么不公平啊？
Why am I not
每次都分配我，
fair?
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
I'm always the one that has to pray in understanding.
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣很好啊， 感谢天大真神啊。
And I say, repeating hallelujah, praise the Lord is good. You are praising God. And she told me, it's not good.
她不是说祷告不好， 她意思是说每次都分配没有用灵言祷告啦。
And she's not that saying that she's praying is bad, but she's saying that every time she's assigned to pray in understanding.
她说传道你知道吗？ 那个灵言祷告跟哈利路亚赞美主耶稣还是有很大的差距的。
And then she said, there's a great difference between praying in tongue and praying in understanding.
用灵言祷告有力量。
Praying in spirit, there's power.
啊，因为慕道者在那边。
And so the true seeker was there.
我总不能跟他讲理啊。
And so I was unable to.
都是弟兄姐妹啊。
They were all brothers and sisters.
我就说好，今天传道哈利路亚赞美结束，你们都用灵言祷告。
And so I said, all right, the preacher will pray in understanding today, and everybody else can pray in spirit.
顶多是不要按手而已嘛，反正常常去，又不是只有一天一年去一次，常常去。
So I thought, well, today I won't have to lay hands on people on the members then.
我就跟那个牧道朋友说，今天没有按手啊。
And so I told the truth speaker today, I will not be laying hands.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。还要念慢一点，因为那个牧道朋友，有的牧道朋友因为刚开始学，所以你不可以念太快。哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So I said,
就跟小朋友一样，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣这样子。
So I repeated to say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and I had to say it slowly so the truth speaker can learn how to pray with me.
念到后面，我真的。有点羡慕他们用灵言祷告。
And so at the end, I started to become envious of those that are praying in tongues.
我是在感谢天上真实没有错。
And of course, I am giving praise to our Father in heaven.
可是尝过神恩典滋味的人就是不一样。
But after receiving the grace of God, we know different.
哎呦，你有圣灵以后，你才会知道啦。
And then once we receive the Holy Spirit, then you will know.
用圣灵祷告多好。
And how great, how nice is it to pray with the Spirit?
我懂弟兄姐妹的心了。
So I understood the feelings of the brothers and sisters. And so I was.
我又不会跟了。你星期一，你星期二，你星期三，你星期四，然后这样很公平。
I would divide the work order for those that have to, speak in understanding when they pray.
得到圣灵真的很好。
And it is very great to receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神给我们的。
But Holy Spirit is given by God.
可是我们要求。
So we need to pray for it.
真的是很好，神的灵，神可以让我们的灵魂苏醒哦。
And God will be able to comfort our souls.
所以这个地方十五节怎么说？
So what does it mention in verse 15?
要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的灵苏醒的心苏醒。
And to revive the spirit of the humble and contrite.
为什么要祷告？
So why do we need to pray?
神会让我们的灵苏醒。
Because God will allow our spirit to be revived.
所以我们在祷告当中，有时候会想到啊，我们什么时候做过一件错事？哎呀，有不小心说了一个不好的话。哎呀，我应该要什么样的智慧？很奇妙，圣灵就在这祷告当中带领。
And so in our prayers, sometimes the Holy Spirit allows us to remember something that we had done wrong and something we need to repent for.
我们痛苦的时候，神会安慰我们。
And when we are filled with sorrow, God will comfort us.
缺少智慧的时候，神给我们智慧。
When we lack wisdom, the Holy Spirit will provide.
所以祷告很美好。
And so prayer is very beautiful.
所以要喜欢祷告。
So we need to enjoy praying.
既然要喜欢祷告，就不要再讲了。
And so now if we need to enjoy prayer,
我们只剩下20分钟可以祷告了。
Let us pray for the next 20 minutes.
那我们现在要求圣灵的。
And now for those that are praying for the Holy Spirit.
要求灵恩的。
And those who are praying for spiritual grace.
也可以求恩赐哦，要求恩赐的。
And if you're praying for grace.
啊，我主啊，啊，这应该是 gift 吧
？Gifts.
对，就是说，主啊，我真的，我在听道理当中，我直接说你感动我说啊，我应该可以做一项什么样的圣工
？And so if you are listening to sermon and then you are moved and you pray to God for a gift so you can help assist with holy work.
可是主啊，我还是信心不够啊。
But Lord, I am still lacking in faith.
我的恩赐不够好啊。
And my gifts are lacking.
求你帮助我。
And please help me.
既然神感动我。
And if God moves you.
求耶稣将恩赐赐给我。
And may God grant you with His gifts.
让我把这个服事可以做得很好，可以荣耀神的名。
And so I can and receive this talent and glorify your name.
这个也可以求啊。
And this is something you can also pray for.
好，所以说我们就是你要求恩赐、求灵恩、求圣灵啊，你身体啊，求圣灵身体健康也都可以到前面来。
If you're praying for spiritual grace, gifts, or your illnesses, please come forward.
不过有一个前提哦。
But there is a requirement.
就是一定要有信心。
Is that you must have faith.
圣经告诉我们，没有信心的人，不要想从神那边得到什么。
The Bible says, if you do not have faith, don't expect to receive anything from God.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.